Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, I was asking you about the insect with the long, thin body.
Insects. There's mosquitoes.
Yeah, but we were talking about just...
Snake doctors,
eh? Snake doctors.
Is that what you'd call it?
You told us that when we was little.
Yeah, snake doctor.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Dirt dog. Okay.
What do you call nuts that ripen underneath the ground?
Peanuts. Goobers.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Favors his father.
Okay.
Resembles his father.
Okay.
Either one of these, favor or resemblance, mean the same.
Put both of them down. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Took after his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Town dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Country crack.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black?
Nigger.
Okay. I suppose you were angry with a nigger and thought he was trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
Black nigger.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Caucasian.
Okay. Let's see. Now, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, he might call him a black nigger. Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might he call him?
Poor white red.
Poor white what?
Poor white scrub, I believe.
Okay.
Red.
White.
I never had a nigger called. Neither have I. But you know they must have some words
yeah.
they use behind your back. Let's see, you said poor white rib or poor white trash.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay.
Yeah, he's called me hanky, but I didn't know what it means. Get mad and say hanky.
The school nurse sent a child home from school early because the child...
sick.
Okay. What word would you use right before sick? The child what sick?
Ill.
Well, would you say the child became sick or got sick or took sick?
Became sick. Excuse me, I believe I'll get over here.
Sure. Trip. Thank you, no problem. Let's see, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
Stomach.
All right.
Dead action.
Okay. If you're going to use the word stomach, you'd say he feels sick what? His stomach.
His stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Now, what's your question?
Okay. Now this may be, I don't know if you, if people can have a word for this up here or not. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I don't think I'll answer
that. What would you answer?
I wouldn't have a word for it either.
I wouldn't.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
A what?
A spook. To frighten children with, they say they might say, "You better behave, or the what's going to get you."
That name.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
It's Christmas. Merry Christmas.